You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
凡是在山里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是跟神之间的关系，为神认识。
Whoever bows to him does not sin, for every sin has neither seen him or known him.
因为自己的神的事正在进行时，就是当我们住在他里面的时候。
So this is the present progression tense. We are finding here that we will not sin.
今天早上我时间真的没有空多说。
This morning I was very limited by time. I couldn't really go any further.
但是圣灵对弟兄姊妹，对尤其对年轻的弟兄姊妹，是我们对你们的一个警觉。
Do not underestimate the power of our computers.
Heck of
it. It is very dreadful.
真的 heck of
it. It is very dreadful.
你从我们的成语叫做不要引狼入室。
And there's a particular saying that in Chinese that do not draw the wolves into your bedroom.
狼跟老虎在外面也不会引狼入室。
And when the wolves and the tigers are outside, you have to open your door once they come on.
但你今天豺狼虎豹什么都住在里面。
So today, these wolves and these tigers and these lions, they're in our house.
It's true.
And we give them time to put this on.
现在以为你站立灯笼。
You think that you stand firm.
还要准备小心，如果我们走进去。
And you need to be on guard as you will fall.
我们五年十年都得行，并不代表我们明天不会得行。
5 years, 10 years, I've been victorious. Doesn't mean that tomorrow I'll be victorious.
我们要晓得，我们摸它的时候，就是摸一个有传染病的大麻风一样，我们很小心。
Whenever we come before this computer, we need to realize we're drawing near something that.There's no way for you to change that computer, but that computer has the power to change. And this computer is not going to be more holy because
of this.
But you may be defiled by this computer. You won't make this computer more joyous every day. But this computer will rob you of your joy and
all this you have to do.
And will take away your joy and peace.
弟兄们，我们真的从大人开始读耶。
My sisters and dolls and young people alike,
我们没有时间去读书。
I don't have the time to go in detail.
而当我们是在光里面。
But when we abide in the light,
一件事情是我们很自然的就会遵守主的命令。
The thing is that we very naturally will want to do this again.
我们会宝贝渴望听进主的话。
We will treasure hearing the word.
但我们不仅仅听见主的话，就把它当生命吃了，把它吃了。
Normally, when we hear the word of God, we eat it like a flock.
但是我们一知道哦，这是主想要的，我们在爱的里面就放得来说了。
We say, oh, this is what the Lord wants, and in our love, we want to satisfy.
其实坐在爱中，坐在光中，坐在生命里面，其实是一体的体验，就是。
So life and light is all on the same plane.
当我们真的爱他的时候，
我们就love，
我们就一定爱他的命令。
We will love his commandments，
因为记得这个，我们知道这个叫什么。
Despite his commandments, we know what he wants。
我看到很头痛的事情，说怎么问一些牧羊，他有什么理由，他都不跟我讲。
我
很
需要。The thought in my head is because I have such a nasty. What kind of gift do you want? She says, I don't get it.
所以我从他买的东西来跟他，我说。
So every time I find something, he says, don't return.
如果我知道他要什么，我
就告诉他。But if I knew what she wants,
他一定很喜欢。
But all the Lord treasures and all the Lord wishes that because our love for Him, we would esteem His commandments. For all the parents here, if you were to go home tonight, and your children run up to you and say, Mom and Dad, what do you want me to do that will bring you joy? And you
need to say, I'm going to reach you.
All young people are probably saying, oh, we're here.
我们不太现在主动的把自己送上去。
We will automatically sacrifice ourselves that way.
可当我们听见爱的时候，
when we really love that person,
我们还很甘心的把自己放上。
Very willingly, we will offer a person.
我们上去全部会那样轻松啊，乘坐啊，这样子。
When we go on the altar, we're going to scream.
还能发出一样。
No, Lord, no, I don't want it.
Oh, no.
And we go on the altar crying.
Enemies
jump into your grave and nail the coffins of you.
But
you aren't willing to die.
I say to the sister
Ho once gave this example, and she said there are three people on the cross. The one that should have died unwillingly died for
us.
Those who should have been dead, and maybe somebody come and break their legs, and they will die. They came and look at Jesus, he's already dead.
And
he wasn't even. But You always hire someone that's married already, never hire a single guy.
Oh,
that's why all these men have strayed at home. And if you get mad at them, they won't just turn around and
leave. And they're
already strayed at home.
Are you seeing this into his next album?
To the husband who went home on day to work and he had four kids and was jumping up and down. And the wife says, oh, it's wonderful, honey, you're home.
Or maybe she says, oh, so she's literally up to your kitchen that you're doing about this.
And the husband was thinking that now I have the opportunity to exercise my authority as a father.
So we come home and we call you. She
tells
us
a the wife said, oh, go buy a basketball. You're the best one. The most behaved at home. I'm also the most behaved at
home. It's a book that
we are talking. We haven't been rebellious.
But today I want to make sure that we have a social doctor. He tells us, we
should wait. I'll start flying. I'll start no fear. But they esteem people.
Because
we're old. Everything that you're afraid of, you guys, is we're old. And wise, they all have the same connotation. But the Lord doesn't want us to come to Him fearful. And while there is no fear, the love is
imperfect.
Without fear, then we will come and obey the Lord.
Brother
Darden, the word of God goes, there is joy.
Question,
we really want to obey. And you discover that the joy of the Lord will fill us. And I believe that we can put a lot of things at the end of this place. Wherever the will of God goes, there is ease. There is victory. There is blessing. There is the pleasure. Or there is a way out. Brothers, wherever the will of God goes, enemy is scattered. We need a longer desire of the will of God. Please pay attention that according to this rules of abiding in Him,
and
we all want to know how to abide in Him. And
the changes there.
But this verse is so clear. Just as He taught you,
that's in the teaching.
And this portion of Scripture, so these things are important. We need to accept a truth that has never changed. That the Holy Spirit already dwells in you, and He is after He's moving. And secondly,
we
understand what the Holy Spirit is doing inside of you. One thing is this anointed teaching. When we talk about this anointing, in the Old Testament, there are three types of people that are anointed. Prophets, kings, and priests. And they are anointed. Because God separated unto holy. Because God has a holy commission unto each of us. When the Holy Spirit is you're anointed by the Holy Spirit. It's not like calling to Adam's name and saying, you gotta go apologize, you gotta go do this, you gotta go do that. This anointing is such a holy thing. Someone's being anointed, all the people gathered. All the anointing is upon this person. He is forever separated. People lost the gospel. He's been separated all the time. That's a holy commission in his life.
And
today, the Holy Spirit, you're all the gospel. But the holiness of God has come upon
all
of
us.
To separate you.
Some of those sins, you know, the sun kind of severed.
What is holy, it needs to be separated.
All this world, she's okay, it's all sins, it's all about you, it's all about
to separate us out of our own self, the world, and who we are. The Holy Commission that we may live out a great life of God.
Now, my
response is no longer what holds it God.
It's
no longer this old
man.
Jesus Christ living out in me.
Oh, you to make us a call with God.
This is a warrior's
thing.
Do not belittle this anointing.
No.
I'm just being obedient to something of my conscience. That's not true. Your conscience is your own feeling. This anointing comes from the Holy Spirit. God will spend time in your life. And the third important thing, and this holy work of God is on all things in our lives. Everything we experience,
it's
not something that the people of the Old Testament
The Old Testament only a few people that are anointed. That's a great thing already. But today in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit in all things is only found. The one that separates us from the Holy Spirit. At the same time, the Holy Commission in your life will also to live out the holiness of God, to live out His glory. Brothers and sisters, this is such a big thing. So according to this anointing, abide in the Lord. Obey every single command. If we're willing to obey all His requirements, don't think that this is just an issue of right and wrong or an issue of responsibility. Rejoice that the Holy Spirit will not forsake you today. He is still working in your life.
Day by day.
Every day by day.
Moment by moment.
Moment by moment.
Each is still each.
One thing after another.
Sending
that. The Holy Spirit of all things. He teaches. This anointing is true. It's not a lie.
I'm just having conversation.
Just ask this anointing. Abide in the Lord.
Against an innocent instruction.
But so we need to put the practice.
And so that, okay, hold it, so that
you mean. And not only should we not despise such a great salvation.
So that we don't have to sin, don't have to sin, don't have to sin.
Not only not to despair, not to give up, not to be surprised.
Or not to praise and see the sins of God.
But actually, ask of the Lord. And we have to say, Lord, I want so bad. I don't want the second best. I don't want to be at the state of the level that I used to. Oh Lord, I want to take you to higher
ground.
To a richer place. A place that is much deeper. And for the sake of getting there, we have to practice. God's already placed us in the shadows. And this
high sense of光,
it's all love, it's all light, it's all light. The matter, it all depends on whether you're going to abide in. Anytime you find yourself wandering away, turn and come back. Open up the lid. The world will fill us up.
There needs to be some
context.
First
of all, there are many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. These are the disciples that are with the Lord. They have heard and seen many things that the people of the Old Testament wanted to see, but they could not see. But they were so blessed concerning in comparing to those in the Old Testament. So the Lord Jesus said, there's still many things that I cannot tell you. But today we are more blessed than those disciples. About verse 13, it says, until the Spirit of truth comes,
He says,
it will guide you into all truth. We praise God. The Holy Spirit is enough. And with a very simple thing,
and it is just in
the Bible, and
with the deepest
love, we learn to obey for this life,
and it's simple that's our identity,
to be lost in this life,
and it's simple to
be enjoy this life.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.